Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, July 1st, high noon Eastern Time, the first day of the second half of 2015. How do you believe that? The half a year is already gone. The PGA Tour, which is what we focus on considerably on this show, is deep into the year, in the wraparound year. Basically, we're a little more than two-thirds of the way through the year with the FedEx Cup looming in September. Well, on this week's episode, we'll talk about what happened last week on the PGA Tour and other tours. We will preview this week's event, the Greenbrier Classic, from the old course, the TPC, at the White Sulphur Springs Greenbrier, unbelievably gorgeous resort. We'll talk considerably about that. And a few other tidbits, including, as always, a strategy for your game. Let me start out by sending out three bits of congratulations. Bit number one, Nayeon Choi wins on the LPGA Tour again. Her game is just sterling. I did pick her earlier this year in a couple of the majors. She hits the ball so straight that she has to almost be competitive in it just about any event she's in. Obviously, you got to hit other shots, but she does hit the ball straight. Critical for amateur golfers as well. Hit the ball straight. Nayeon Choi wins in Arkansas. Bubba Watson wins the Travelers, his eighth PGA Tour event. Included in that, of course, is a pair of Masters titles and also two now Travelers championships. He wins in a playoff with Paul Casey, who is, as you all know, knocking on the door to win again on the PGA Tour. He has just one win in a really sterling career, getting better all the time. He lost in a playoff, as I said, on Sunday to Bubba Watson, who won in Cromwell, Connecticut. So Bubba playing some really good golf, and of course he has a place at the Greenbrier. He is in the event this week. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And a hearty congratulations to U.S. Senior Open champion Jeff Maggart, winning by a handful of strokes over Colin Montgomery, who I picked last week. Hard to not pick Colin. Again, hits the ball so straight. He's a great U.S. Open player. Maggart came close a couple of times in his regular PGA Tour career to win the U.S. Open, and came close in a Masters as well. But Jeff Maggart, now winner of the Regions, which is a major, and the U.S. Senior Open, two majors. Back-to-back majors for Jeff Maggart, 51-year-old Jeff Maggart. And the thing that always impresses me about Jeff is his iron play. He is one of the top five iron players on the Champions Tour. And obviously, when you hit good irons, you have a chance to get close to the hole and make some putts. Okay, so now on to chat at length about the Greenbrier. Great event. Sixth year, I believe it's the sixth year of this event. Might be the seventh. Great event. The guys love it there. It's like, again, a place sort of like Hilton Head. You just go there and your blood pressure goes down. Everybody's relaxed. Lots of activities for the family. So a lot of guys love to go there. And, of course, they play some terrific golf. At the old course, it's called the Old White at TPC. Great, terrific layout with an unusual ending. Not the only one on the tour, but a slightly unusual ending with a par three. So lots of excitement can happen there. 156-man, a complete full field. Only 12 major champions, but amongst those major champions, Tiger Woods, Bubba Watson, Vijay Singh, a few, obviously, another handful of others, But one other guy in the event this week hasn't played in over 4 months due to shoulder injury. I believe he had surgery. John Daly. John Daly, back playing in a PGA Tour event, and it's been a while. So they will welcome him back at the Greenbrier with open arms, of course. They do get good crowds there, even though it's a small community. They get really good crowds. Jim Justice brought that the White Sulphur Springs Resort up to snuff many years ago after it had fallen on some very hard times. And that's a terrific event. It really is. I want to highlight a few of the groupings and tee times. George McNeil will be playing with Kevin Kisner and Sangmoon Bae. That's an interesting group. Webb Simpson, U.S. Open champ. Louis Oosthuizen, British Open champion. Of course, Louis will be technically, in a way, a defending champion. The last time they played the British Open at St. Andrews, he was the winner in 2010. And Paul Casey is in that same group. That's a really formidable group. A former champion of this event, Scott Stallings, will be playing with Scott Brown, still looking for a championship. And Nick Watney, who's playing a little bit better lately. David Lingmuth and Steve Stricker, at 8:10 a.m. on the 10th tee, will be teeing off with none other than Tiger Woods. Tiger back playing, which is what he should be doing, in my opinion, play a lot of golf. Just play golf. Don't worry so much about going to the range. Don't worry so much about what, you know, trying to be so perfect with everything. Just play golf. See what happens. Your talent is so good. Hey, you may even play well. So Tiger's in this event. And I'm sure the crowds will be enormous there. Sean O'Hare is playing with Graham Dillette and Tim Wilkerson. Hint, hint, I like one of those guys to win the tournament. As I mentioned, Daly, he'll be teeing off with John Haw and Kyle Reifers at 12:20 on the 10th tee. Let's see, Bubba Watson, excuse me, with Billy Haas and Davis Love. Davis, back and forth a little bit, but mostly on the regular tour. They will be playing at 1 o'clock on the first tee, and then Fabian Gomez, Ben Crane, and Vijay Singh follow, or actually play at the same time on the 10th tee. Patrick Reed's in the event. Got to like him almost every week he steps on the golf course. With Angel Cabrera, who's also a former champion of this event, and Keegan Bradley, who's playing some pretty good golf. So that's a quick little preview. I will have my picks, my fearless picks, momentarily in that event. But now it's time, as we do every week, for my strategy. And my strategy this week is to not always hit the same club from a certain distance every single time. Experiment a little bit. Play with it. Choke down in a club. Lengthen a club a little bit in your hand. Do all sorts of different things to experiment to become a more versatile and a better player. The more shots that you possess, the more you will think better about yourself. And when you start thinking better about yourself, which is what One Thought Golf is all about, think better, you will perform better. And when you stand over a shot and you have the confidence to, I don't want to say the word pull it off, but to make it happen, and have success on the shot, the more that you attempt different types of clubs from different spots. For example, let's say you're 110 yards out and you generally use a 9-iron, 8-iron, whatever it is. Go down one. Use an 8-iron or a 7-iron and play with it. Maybe take the club back a little less, not quite as far a backswing. Always make sure, though, that when you do this, that you never do not accelerate. If you take a little more club than you normally use, make sure that you hit right through the golf ball. Most amateur golfers come up short on their approach shots. It's just a fact. Most people come up short. They try to hit the club the maximum distance that they feel they can hit it. And that's really not the way to play the game. Remember, you're playing golf. You're not mastering golf. You're not good enough. I'm not good enough. So experiment, become a better, more versatile golfer, and you will become more confident and your scores will go lower. Okay, so that's my strategy for today. Let's see. I guess right now, I guess it is time for me to give you my picks. We got the British Open. Before I do my picks, we have the British Open coming up in 2 weeks. So four men will have a chance to qualify from this field this week and also again next week at the John Deere. So if you have the four men with the lowest scores after 72 holes that are not already qualified for the British Open will be able to go to St. Andrews this week. So it's sort of a mini qualifier within the context of a PGA Tour event. They started doing this about, 4 or 5 years ago, and it makes sense. Instead of just having a regular U.S. qualifier, do it as part of a PGA Tour event. Makes sense to me. They will also do it next week at the John Deere, and that, again, makes sense. It will also enhance the field at the John Deere and enhance the field here at the Greenbrier. Again, all of this is in favor of the fan who comes out to watch the better players play golf. Okay, having said that, here are my picks this week at the Greenbrier. I've got Graham Dillette, Scott Brown, and Carl Pedersen. I've got Graham Dillette, Scott Brown, and Carl Pedersen. Those are my three picks to win at the Greenbrier, the old white TPC course in one of the great five-star resorts in America. What a great tournament. Can't wait to watch it. Love the event. It does lower your blood pressure just watching the event. It's just such a serene, beautiful place in Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. I have now been doing this show for 2 years and 2 months, and I do it because of you, the folks that listen, the folks that write in. I am happy to answer any questions, on email. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S, as in Sam, M-A-R, .com. And I will get back to everybody. It may take me a day or so, but I do get back to everyone. So, thanks so much for being with me this week. One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. This is Bob Geismar saying I'll see you next week for another edition. Until then, so long for now.